Being one of the 1,000 employees at a major firm doesn't get you more friends. White-collar workers are calling this loneliness in the workplace. The new unspoken rule in the office these days is mind your own business. But should you even try to look for friends at work? Let's talk about, first of all, maybe a definition. What's workplace loneliness?
Hey guys, so workplace loneliness is a feeling that involves estrangement and alienation from others in a social environment. It happens when we have mismatch between quantity and quality of social relationships that we have and those that we want. Workplace loneliness is prevalent, not just in one place, in the world. Okay, in August 2014, the British relationship counseling firm Relate released a study suggesting that 42% of people do not have close friends at the workplace. What's going on with y'all? And not all of them are going to be lonely, but of course a good chunk of them are. Workplace loneliness influences performance at work. An academic study in 2011 by professors from California State University and Wharton School of Business surveyed a sample of 672 workers and concluded that loneliness at work has a significant influence on employee work performance, both in direct tasks as well as employee team member and team role effectiveness, rated by both employees, work unit members, and supervisors. So this is coming from your peers as well as your supervisors. Okay, so also, guys, what we found in our research here is when you come clean to your coworkers about being lonely, it makes them worried about your relationship with them, and it discourages them from further meaningful social interactions. It's like you're giving attention to yourself, but not in a good way. It's like attention that maybe, well, no, just think about it. Like maybe people start to worry about you. Maybe that's not necessarily the kind of attention you want that's going to solve your loneliness. You know, maybe you want just good old fashioned friendship. But then when you're like, hey guys, I'm lonely, they're like, oh my God, Ryan, oh my God, come here, give me a hug, buddy. You're like, this is weird, this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I think the weirdness might be because should you treat the workplace as a social place or as a professional place? Because what are you here to do? Aren't you employed here to work?
Ooh, we know where she stands.
Yeah, but
but also, Yoholian, I like to see what you think of this. There is this phenomenon, and there are a lot of anecdotes online these days. You see slightly, maybe desperate, white-collar workers saying that I work with hundreds, if not thousands, of people, but I feel I'm just that one small fish in the pond, and there's so many people around me, but I'm totally alone, and I spend so much time at work. What do you think of this?
First, when I first see this topic and argument, I feel like, yeah, there's a reason. I mean, you can't choose your coworkers. Somebody else, maybe your supervisor chose them, so you're not necessarily, you don't necessarily like them. And also, you don't really have a history with them like your friends, and it's hard to form a friendship with either your competitor or your supervisor. So I think it's totally legit to have this such statement. But later on, I feel like, no, I can't agree with this, because first of all, you can't really choose your coworkers, that's for sure, but you work with hundreds of them. Are you saying that no one there are someone with a similar interest with you or someone you like? If you like them, you can form a friendship. And also, if you feel like you're alone and you don't want to make an effort to be friends with any of your coworkers, and you have time to feel alone, maybe you're just not busy enough.
Yeah, I actually, well, so I come from a different camp here. I think loneliness is, in this case, a choice, okay? I think many times, actually, you'll find loneliness is a choice. People want to be lonely. Though it doesn't feel nice, we complain about it, maybe in the workplace, it is often because, well, what's that famous quote? It's not personal, it's business, okay? So many times you'll find people in workplaces that are like, listen, you know, if you're getting fired or something, like, hey, Bob or Jim, this ain't personal, buddy. You're just not performing. I like you. You're a great guy. I think you're great. but you're just not performing at work. I'm sorry. We're gonna have to can you. You gotta go. And you know, of course, we all say we want work not to be this personal thing, but it all, we're human beings. It always does get a little bit personal, right? Also, you know, people want to leave work at work. Sometimes I think many of these people don't have friends at work because what do you always talk about with work friends? You know, work stuff. You want to separate your life a little bit. You know, you see these people because you have to see these people Monday through Friday. And so all you talk about with them at the water cooler is, hey, Jim, how'd you do on that report? Oh, I did pretty good, Bob. Thanks for talking about it. Anyways, we'll see you at lunch. Okay, bye. You know, you don't want to hang out with those guys at the bar and be like, hey, Jim, did you get that report done? Oh, my God, Bob, that's all you talk about. Jesus Christ. You know, you don't want this kind of life. And I don't think a lot of people, that's why these people establish their kind of lonely boundaries here. Also, guys, it's not something that I think is promoted by a workplace. I don't think workplaces like it. I think it in many ways promotes like a union type mentality. You know, if let's say in this scenario of Bob and Jim, they're friends at work, Bob gets fired. Then Jim's like, you know what? Goes to his boss. He says, I know you fired, you know, Jim or Bob, whoever I just said, I know you fired him. I'm quitting. And, you know, then the boss is like, God, this is what happens when they become friends. Also, talking isn't working. So when you're friends at work, you have to maintain that relationship, probably through communication. And if you're doing that, New Hong Lin, then you ain't working.
Yeah, actually, all your story and image actually reminds me of something when I was in school. Yeah. I'd like to pick a pretty boy in class and form a kind of a secret puppy love. That is making me happy every day to school. So why can't that happen in a workplace? If you have someone you really like, not necessarily a relationship, but someone you like, you consider as friends at the place, you would find it much easier to go to work and like your job. And maybe, well, I do against working with friends. Yeah. I mean, making your friends your coworker might be a bad idea, but making your coworker your friend is not so bad for me.
Well, I think that's what they mean by coworker. I think that's also boundaries we should establish here. If you work in a company of 1,000 people, can you really consider the ones that don't even work in your department your coworkers? You have no working life with them, actually. So maybe if you meet them, it's like meeting them outside of work because you really have nothing in common to talk about unless it's company policy. But also, I would say it becomes difficult because let's say if, you know, you and a girlfriend, your friends at work, but then one she gets promoted or you get promoted, suddenly you're in a position of bossing her around. That kind of tenuous relationship, trust me, never works out too great when you have to tell your friend, hey, you need to work harder. This kind of thing, that's very personal. Friends don't like to be told by other friends that kind of stuff, and it's never not personal. Also, you know, people don't come to work to make friends. You come to work to do your 9-to-5, to make money so you can survive. So I don't think people are coming in with the mindset of like, yippee, get to go make friends at work, yeah. You know, it's more like, oh, God, it's 8 o'clock. Oh, God, shower and go to this place where I make money. Oh. So this kind of mentality. But I will say this. There are some good things. You know, I said close friendships, according to a Gallup poll, found that it increases satisfaction of work by 50%. So you feel very satisfied if you have close friends at work. I would also make this argument that, let's say you are having problems at home or in your personal life outside of work. I think sometimes we can flip this situation around.
Yeah.
If you have a close friend at work that isn't part of necessarily your personal life, maybe that's someone you can talk to about your personal problems. They can say, oh, Chuck, you know, man, we've been working together for 50 years. I really love you, man. Here's what I did in this situation. I hope it helps, blah, blah, blah. Someone outside of your personal life. That's also kind of maybe a plus of a work friend.
Well, that's interesting because I think 50 years working together is the key because you haven't opened up. But after 50 years and then
you
retire.
Went to those work barbecues together. You went to the work barbecues together. You went to the picnics, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess for some people they might feel, is this someone I can trust with my deepest sorrows and secrets of my personal life when we have a working relationship? That's just another way of looking at it, Ryan.
Yeah.
And yeah, and also I think for today's white-collar workers or people work in offices, can we say, yes, people who don't work in offices too. I mean, usually you need to work with other people to do your job.
Yeah.
And these days we spend so much time on that. And to some extent, maybe we even feel that the times that we shine the brightest is at work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I can understand that there is this urge of trying to put the two together a little bit, but maybe
yeah.
establishing a boundary is useful for most of us.
I think to each their own. I think some people can flourish and work close workplace friendships. Others don't want to get attached at workplace friendships. They'd rather have that separate divide. So to each their own, but I can see the benefits of both.
Yeah, yeah. So it's okay if you want to just choose, make your choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and maybe work is a place to find friends. Who knows? You won't necessarily always work together. Maybe, yes, your paths will cross in the future. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Yo Honglin.